We are going to spend the next few minutes talking about a book that opens with these lines. When I think of my wife, I always think of her head, the shape of it, to begin with. The very first time I saw her, it was the back of the head I saw, and there was something lovely about it, the angles of it, like a shiny, hard corn kernel or a riverbed fossil. Recognize that? If so, you might have been like me, like millions of readers, actually, back in the summer of 2012, who stayed up all night reading Gone Girl. Gillian Flynn's novel sold a bazillion copies. It upended the publishing industry. In an essay for Esquire, Maris Kreisman argues that to this day, Gone Girl casts a long shadow over the psychological thriller market. Kreisman also asks, 10 years on, does it hold up? Maris Kreisman, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, for those who haven't read the book or who haven't read it in 10 years, very quick reminder of the characters and the plot.
Yeah, it's a husband and wife, kind of a he said, she said. They each alternate chapters, and the wife goes missing.
Why was it so revolutionary?
I just remember halfway through the book, you get to this audacious plot twist that kind of blows up everything that came before. And it was shocking. The success of Gone Girl kind of kicked off this boom in books that were kind of for fans of Gone Girl. And that kind of became a shorthand for a very specific kind of psychological thriller in which perhaps the heroine is more of an anti-heroine, which is very exciting, who is likely to be unreliable. And readers are primed to try to decide what is really happening.
The anti-heroine, meaning you may not like her, but
yes,
you can't stop turning the pages to figure out what happens. You are totally invested in her.
Absolutely. She is not a perfect victim, nor is she a perfect perpetrator, if that's what the case may be.
So here we are a decade on. How long had it been since you read Gone Girl? Had it been a decade since you'd picked it up?
It had been more than a decade. And I had, of course, seen the movie as well that came out in 2014. But I was nervous going back. And I'm happy to tell you that it really does hold up on so many different levels. The plotting and the pacing are spectacular. The writing in EW, Stephen King would say that Flynn's prose is Franzen-like.
Jonathan Franzen, the novelist, yeah. High praise. Any bits that don't hold up?
I think the only thing, and it's maybe one of the most famous speeches from the book, doesn't hold up, and that's the cool girl theory.
This is Amy's theory. Yeah, explain it.
Yes. She thinks that women have to constantly pretend to be more laid back and bro-y than they actually are in order to impress men. And yes, that's still true. But wow, does that feeling feel quaint in a world after grab them by the, you know what, and the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. And so I think there's, I hope Amy is just the beginning. There's so much more room for well-rounded anti-heroines in commercial literature.
I will look forward to reading those. And I'm happy to report it had been a decade since I picked it up, so long that I'd forgotten all the big, the big audacious plot twist in the middle of the book. And I started rereading over the weekend and was hooked once again, staying up into the wee hours.
Absolutely.
We've been speaking with Maris Kreisman. Her essay for Esquire magazine is headlined, The Legacy of Gone Girl. Thank you.
Thank you.